Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You remember yesterday we talked about God has scheduled an appointment for you before you were ever born. You know, it's part of your destiny. It's his purpose and plans for your life. And the two major scriptures that we quoted yesterday were in Jeremiah. First is Jeremiah 1 verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now, that may have been about Jeremiah in this scripture, but it's about every one of us in life.
Yes.
Because our loving Heavenly Father has plans for us and made them out even before we were born.
Hallelujah.
If we read Jeremiah 29:11, this in the New International Version, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
You know, honey, God's plan is for us to live a successful life, and he provides a plan for us to do so.
That's right.
However, his plan requires action on our part.
And that's the truth.
Here are seven keys to knowing God's plan, but you must know what the word says about your future and the appointment that he's made for you. And before we finish this teaching we started yesterday, we're going to do a brief review.
There you go. First, we said read it. Read the Word of God. No matter where we are in life, living the dream or dreaming of living a life worth living, we have to have the direction, encouragement, comfort, peace, strength, and power we find in the Word. In Acts 15:31, it said in the Classic Amplified, "And when they read it, the people rejoiced at the consolation and encouragement it brought them." Reading the Word will provide us with inside information about the plans and the appointment God's made for us. Second, understand it. James 1:19 in the Classic Amplified says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry." It's significant that James 1:19 begins with the word understand before it tells us to be ready listeners. You know, God wants us to read the word. He wants us to hear the word, but he definitely wants us to understand what we've read.
Third, analyze it. Here are four questions that we should ask ourselves as we analyze the word. One, what does the verse say? Two, what does the verse mean? Three, what does the verse have to do with me? And four, how can I apply this new understanding in my life?
Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Fourth, we've talked about this many times.
Many times.
Personalize it. The Word of God becomes alive when we personalize scriptures for ourselves. God's love becomes even more real as we read his word speaking directly to us. In Hebrews 4 verse 12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrows of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart."
Personalizing the scripture by inserting your name or that of a loved one into the verse. It's powerful. Add them or he or she when praying for others. You can also speak their names. Again, personalize.
In Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord our God is the one who goes with Harold. He will not fail Harold nor forsake him.
I like that verse. In fact, visit haroldherring.com. Click on personalized scripture button. We have 8 groups of scriptures that can be personalized and printed with your name in. They include financial scriptures, healing verses, success scriptures, never give up, never come in fear scriptures, plus Psalm 20, 23, and 91.
Powerful, powerful scriptures. Let the word speak your name and that of family members as you claim God's promises to you and for them. But it just as importantly, we need to begin to realize like never before that God is talking to us and that he definitely has plans for us. 5, memorize it. Once you've personalized your scriptures, commit them to memory and begin to confess them while you're driving your car or walking in the park or, waiting for the bus. Anytime you get a break, like at work or even when you're talking with friends or sitting in your favorite chair in your quiet place, we should be memorizing the Bible because it's essential for our very survival. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, Classic Amplified, that our spiritual existence depends upon the word. It says, but he replied, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Our spiritual growth is a process that requires effort on our part. In reading 2 Peter 1:5 in the Classic Amplified, it says, for this very reason, adding your diligence to the divine promises. I like that, honey.
Yes.
Adding your diligence to the divine promises. Employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, Christian energy, and in exercising virtue, develop knowledge or intelligence. We don't really hear the word sanctification much anymore.
We really don't.
We don't. Back in the day, we did a lot. Though we should, because it's significant to our spiritual growth. Sanctification simply says that it is becoming more like Jesus and less like the world around us. In John 17:17, the Classic Amplified says, sanctify them. Purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth.
One final point on this particular number 5. Saying a verse 100 times a day is not nearly as effective as saying that verse once a day for 100 days.
That is the truth. Also, you can learn new verses, continue speaking the ones previously memorized, and just keep it going.
It creates a spiritual dynamic and momentum.
Exactly. Psalm 119:16.
Plus it gives the devil a migraine.
I like that.
Me
even
too.
Better. Psalm 119:16 in the Message Bible says, I ponder every morsel of wisdom from you. I attentively watch how you've done it. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it. Wow, that's good. 6, activate it. And amen. Make no mistake about it, really. God wants us reading, understanding, analyzing, personalizing, and memorizing the word. But most of all, we must activate what we've heard and understood and analyzed and personalized and memorized.
Hallelujah. That's a great
point. To make it effective in our lives. In James 1:23-24, Message Bible, says, don't fool yourself into thinking you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later, have no idea who they are, what they look like. Wow. As Dr. Morris Cirillo used to say, faith is a fact, but you must act. We have to be doers of the word. James 1:22 in the Classic Amplified tells you exactly that. It says, be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth.
Acting each day, what's been revealed to you through God's word, empowers you to pursue with even greater passion God's plans for you. And understanding of this is particularly important, honey, not only for finishing this year, but moving into the new year.
That's right. That's what we're preparing you for, preparing ourselves for.
That's right.
Right now. Right now. Seventh, manifest it. This is where it comes together. God's word accomplishes God's purpose, including his plans for our future. In Isaiah 55:11 in the Message Bible, it says, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them.
If we follow these seven ways to know God's plan for our lives, we'll find the doors that we wanted opened, the breakthroughs we've been needing, the direction and desire, and yes, the financial miracles we've been praying for.
Amen. And finally, in Proverbs 8:32 of Proverbs in the Message Bible, it offers sound advice for the next 7 days and beyond, really. In the next few days, it's going to start this new year,
I mean,
7 days get you started, but let's look at this as going into the new year's. New Year. It says, so my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure.
You know, honey, we want those hearing our voices, whether it's live or playback.
That's right.
We want you to make a list. Begin making a list of how God manifested his presence in your life. In 2018, recall the times he delivered you, the times you experienced miracle manifestation, the times that he saved you, protected you from an automobile accident or anything else, and list even the blessings he's provided for you. You can call it your Hallelujah 2018.
That's right.
Or look what the Lord did in 2018, mm-hmm. or whatever you want. But we want to assure you that you can make no greater preparation for success in 2019 than by listing what God did for and through you in 2018.
It just gives you a motivation and an appreciation and a gratitude that nothing else can really supply.
First time I ever did that was almost 20 years ago, 1999, when everybody was worried about Y2K. Remember that? We weren't worried. We just praised God for what he'd done that year and made our list of our goals, and he met and exceeded everything we'd written out.
That's true.
And we're convinced it's because we praised his name for what he'd already done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So start today. Don't let it be an afterthought on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Start today making your list. You'll be glad you did. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to Harold Herring. .com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.